covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Startup Mycroft AI stood up to a patent troll who filed a lawsuit against it for building an open source Linux-based voice-controlled assistant. Mycroft AI develops voice assistant software that runs on Linux systems, including the Raspberry Pi. The device can then respond to spoken requests, similar to Amazon Echo or Google Home, such as setting alarms and reminders, searching the web, and so on. Mycroft AI at first learned trouble was brewing when it was contacted in December by a lawyer at a Texas law firm focused on intellectual property. In an email to the startup CEO, Joshua Montgomery, the lawyer claimed Mycroft AI's technology infringed two U.S. patents belonging to their client, VoiceTech Corp. These patents described a system for handling, quote, voice commands from a mobile device to remotely access and control a computer, end quote. Initially, the lawyer offered Mycroft AI a non-exclusive license of VoiceTech's patents. However, after Montgomery ignored the emails, VoiceTech sued Mycroft AI for patent infringement. Earlier this month, Montgomery declared he's ready to fight the lawsuit all the way. He told the Register, quote, "This is a textbook case of why the U.S. patent system is fundamentally broken. Software is math running on a microchip. Sure, it's written in a particular language, and that is copyrightable, but math is not patentable," end quote. According to their abstract, the patents involve, quote, "receiving audio data from a mobile device at the computer. The audio data is decoded into a command. A software program that the command was provided for is determined. At least one process is executed at the computer in response to the command. Output data is generated at the computer in response to executing at least one process at the computer. The output data is transmitted to the mobile device," end quote. Montgomery argued the patents do not reflect the complexity and architecture of modern assistants and pointed out Mycroft AI doesn't even involve a separate mobile device. Because Mycroft AI is based in Missouri, they'd have to spend money hiring a law firm in Texas to work with its attorney. Montgomery described VoiceTech, in his opinion, as a, quote, "patent troll," end quote, and compared such organizations to playground bullies. He said, "If you don't stand up the first time, you'll get picked on forever," end quote. On February 11th, VoiceTech voluntarily dismissed the case. In an update posted to Mycroft blog, Montgomery says, quote, "We have won the battle, not the war." He also noted the outpouring of support from the open source community, saying, "Over the last week, we have been humbled by the outpouring of support. Thousands of you shared the post, sent in further evidence of the invalidity of the patent claims, offered your expert testimony, and even wanted to contribute financially to the legal defense. From everyone at Mycroft, thank you all," end quote.
I love that the open source community comes together.
Yes.
Like that,
yes.
And says, you know what, we're going to back you up. We're going to help you with this.
I think that in all of this is the big win statement.
Sure. Yeah.
Because it shows you that it's not just about company versus company. It's the community that's behind it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we hear of this all the time where somebody gets kind of beaten over the head going, "We have this generic patent that covers just about everything. You're infringing upon it."
Yeah.
And it's like, come on.
As you're talking about this patent, I'm thinking, like, have you never seen an episode of Star Trek?
Right?
Like, this is all the stuff that we were talking about in the 80s. Like, this is not something you can really patent.
Right.
This is something we've had all along. Unreal.
I'm really happy that they dropped it because, to be honest, that would have been it wouldn't have been a fair fight in that they would have had to hire a lawyer outside the state. They would have.
That's so stressful for anyone. But, like, what a waste of resources.
To know you're right, but feel like you're on the defensive. Yeah. And, you know, the whole thing would have been yucky. And I really love that they felt supported in the way it was shown.
Yeah, exactly.
And check out Mycroft. I mean, it's a great project. So think about your Amazon Echo or Google Home Mini or whatever device you have, and then create an open source kind of alternative that you can install on a Raspberry Pi and create your own virtual assistant and plugins for it and everything else. Definitely something we need to look at in Category 5.
Microsoft AI, you're awesome.
Way to go.